We are on Proverbs 31:22, and we have a few announcements to make after Proverbs, but we're going to get started tonight because we want to end a little earlier tonight. Okay? So we're on Proverbs 31 and 23.
Sorry.
We already finished 22, so we're on 23. So do we have a reader? Let's go back to our reader. Okay, there you go. If you could stand and read, please. We're on Proverbs 31:23. And like Pastor Shorter said, I think we should be able to finish this tonight. You never can finish, exhaust the word of God. I mean, so, but we're just going to go
call
ahead
it quits.
And
we'll just say
call
quit.
It. Yeah,
we quit.
We just
for
quit.
Now.
And then we're going to start another book of the Bible.
Right.
So, okay.
Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land.
In other words, you can remain standing. I'm not going to deviate from that too much unless Pastor Shorter does. But anyway, because of her job, she's doing a pretty good job as a wife. And because of that, just think about it, that her taking care of business, her home, her husband, then he is known in the gates, or he's known in the city, okay? So she has a big influence on his popularity, in other words, okay? And him being known in the city because of her. So a wife can, you know, help the husband or hinder the husband.
Yeah.
So that's very important to know.
Ladies, you need to know how important you are to the success of your husband. And, of course, the world is teaching something different because it is the world that you need your own success and forget what he needs. That's good, and God wants to be able to cause the wife as well as the husband to succeed. But that would be like the Holy Spirit saying, well, I need to be better than Jesus, or I need to be, see, because he's a helper. You got to understand, that's the nomenclature given to women. And you know, the Lord brought some things to me concerning these areas. Concerning what we got going on. You need to go up or down?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. You way up now. Is that too high?
Woo!
Yeah, we could use this at the fair. We take this, we charge some money for this thing. Okay, go ahead. You should be able to take it down now. Okay, Herman, go ahead.
Just a tiny bit. Oh, you have to sit on it. Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. Yeah, let's make sure you don't go nowhere. Okay. Ooh, is that better? That's okay. We know what's the truth.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Well, you said all that and see what God did. He said, I'm sure. Boop. But anyhow,
okay, that's
it's
good.
It's very serious. And I know I sound like a whiner because I'm always whining about my wife, my wife, my wife. My wife helps me in everything, y'all. Now, I know everybody's got all the way that they operate, what you do or whatever. It's just that, you know, she helps me in a lot. So I can understand why her husband is known in the gates. They had gates at that time when you came into the city. Remember, it talked about a camel going through the eye of a needle. It actually was coming through the entrance of the city. And the camels would have to actually get on their knees and crawl through. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. That eye of the needle was actually the opening of the going into the gate of the city. And usually the elders would sit at the gate of the city. And they would be well known. That's part of it, part of the history. There's other parts that, of course, especially Jewish teachers would teach you, rabbis would teach you concerning these areas that may be a little different than what I'm saying. But that's the general idea. And that because of the fact that their wives were so supportive, they were able to lead. See, when you're at odds with your spouse,
you probably can sit, make
when you're at odds with your spouse, it's tough to really do all the things you're supposed to do. Am I the only one to feel that way? You know, it is. It's just, it's hard to continue and put the face up. I'm talking about as a Christian, to be able to lead, and especially if you're an elder, you're a leader, here you need, because even a pastor, the first place of pastoring is the home. The first institution for the mankind was not the church, it was the family. And another thing God put in my heart this morning when I was just meditating on this, that men, I believe, a lot of times they don't think they do, men need a spouse much more than a woman, I believe, needs a husband. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a wife. I'm not a woman. But I just know that, especially when you got something to do for God, you need your spouse. Amen. Now, there are different callings in the Bible. Five folds: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. That's Ephesians chapter 4:11. And so different ones, but the pastor definitely needs that help. Because there's some things I send my wife, would you take care of talking to this lady here? It wouldn't even be appropriate for me to talk to her about some of these areas. And so, you know, I think that you could relate better, especially if she's a counselor as well. So why don't you talk to her about what's going on with her children and help her to be able to talk about those? I'll come in if you need me. Now, that's how I operate sometimes, because she has more insight as a wife, as a mother, with those children, for example, and that kind of thing. So her husband is known in the gates, and it's not just known, he is respected in the gates. He's respected where the elders sit. He's respected as that. And I can't tell you how many times my wife says, Don, it's not going to look right. You shouldn't do that, because you don't want to give the appearance of so-and-so, such-and-such. And I know that's not what you're doing, but if you do that, you're going to be looking like. And, you know, you want to keep a good name in the city. Amen. She said, if we've had 1 week of our life that she hasn't said that, I don't know of it. Okay. Always. Don, you got to give it a good example. No, I don't think you want to, you shouldn't, you know. And even like, Don, the way you said that, you know, and you want to keep a good name in the city. You want to keep a good name. You want to keep a good name. I'm like, but that's her job. She's the helper to help me to be known in the gates and to be able to sit with the elders of the land. Yep. So that's my soapbox.
Say a
on
good
that
amen.
One.
Okay, reader.
She maketh fine linen and selleth and delivereth girdles unto the merchant.
Okay, so once again, she's a businesswoman, so she has a business mind, she's a businesswoman, okay?
Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come.
Okay, what is strength is tied to in the Bible? Another word.
Joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord. So I put a little side note. So strength is tied to joy, so she must have a lot of joy, because it says it's her clothing. She's clothed with that. So she must be a person of joy, okay, which is really tied to, in a lot of ways, with peace to me. Mm-hmm. And then it says strength and honor. And so honor, I wrote this down, one who's a person that will have respect and integrity. So she's a woman of, she's a respectful woman. People respect her, and she has integrity. That brings you honor, okay? And integrity is honesty, good character, uprightness. What else do you guys think for integrity? Did I use all the words, description? Huh? Faithful, yeah. What now? Committed, yes. Okay, so she has, with this integrity and honor, because of honor that she has, she's clothed with it. This is what she wears every day, because every day you have to wear clothes. Okay, and so this is what she's wearing every day. And then also, I want to just put this in there for integrity, too, that she has high morals and values. Okay? Okay, go ahead.
She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness.
Okay, so she's a wise woman, once again, giving out good instructions to people, because it's all based on wisdom, the wisdom of God, okay? You can't go wrong when you use the word of God.
Let's look at wisdom, though. Okay. I want to go to James real quick.
Okay,
on wisdom,
you can go ahead and be seated.
There's a wisdom that comes from the world, and sometimes we are enamored by that, and we shouldn't be.
And then it says, as Pastor Shorter is finding that scripture, and then it says, on her tongue is the law of kindness. So it's a woman that, you know, she's careful with her words. When she's talking, okay? And she's conscious of that, to lace her words, even if they're words of correction, with kindness, okay? Something we all can just continue to work on, because this is a description. Think about Proverbs 31. I mean, it's a description, really, of a woman and all the characteristics of a woman. Well, a man can have it, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he can have it. Not trying to be a woman, but he can have those kind of virtues and things like that. But definitely for a woman. And also, just think of it this too, that this chapter is just really inspiring women and really challenging women. This is the bar set high, okay? But we're always growing and changing. So this is a good chapter for us ladies, especially, to read, you know, periodically, maybe the 31st day of the month, every time we have 31 days, and just read Proverbs 31, because it's just a reminder of what God, how God wants us to display or to live as a woman of God, okay? So we should, this is just our example, our pattern of a woman, a virtuous woman. Okay, go ahead. You found some scripture now. I gave you enough time, didn't I?
I think we've gone through an experiment in our society where people are basically saying that didn't work either, with how women are supposed to be. We are seeing women that are not chaste. They are not... They're not really... acting like women. They're not, and I'm not talking about church folk and Christians and you, but I'm saying we can see this in our society, that there's a lot of women, and I'm concerned about that, because in Romans chapter 1, it talks about that the woman was the first to be able to go the wrong way in this area where we're seeing with lifestyles in this country. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to talk about that tonight. But anyhow, so we need to watch the one we need, because they're the nurturers, they're the mommies. They're the ones raising the children, which means what the women become, our kids will become sort of like, if not completely like.
And they're like the homemakers. That's a terrible word to
a lot
of people.
Don't say that. You know, unless you're in church and you ain't got no live stream going. You know, because you don't want people to think that you really want to talk like God talks. Because being a homemaker, well, I'm a homemaker too. I did a whole lot of homework today. I did a lot of work around the house, okay? Now, it wasn't the same thing she does, but there's a way of doing that. But I really believe that we have gone through an experiment, and people are about to the point, they're not quite there, but they're about to the point, and I'm talking lifestyles, to where they're saying, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of it. Why do I have to say these things? Okay. I'm tired of it. Putting a ring in your nose, a ring in your tongue, a ring in your cheek, a ring, 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 is not making you look better or be better.
I asked my grandson about that again.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I said, why do the young ladies do that? And he said, I don't know. I really don't know.
No, he's 17.
And
he should know.
Yeah.
So
he said he.
But that's not
know.
That's not what I'm going to talk about. Okay, I don't want to talk about appearance. I want to talk about this woman has wisdom, and we get wisdom from one place, the wisdom we want to use. Because there's two places to get wisdom. And so we want to get wisdom from where we're supposed to get it from. So let's go to James chapter number 1 and verse number 3. It says, my brethren, and I can hear Apostle Price, Dr. Frederick K.C. Price. Yes, 1 and 3. Yes, please. Okay, let me finish it. My brethren. Okay, it's verse 2. I'm sorry. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. See, we go through things, but you're supposed to fall, not jump. And a lot of times we put ourselves in situations because we jumped into stuff, and we want to act like we fell into it. We didn't fall into it. You dove into that. And so we want to make sure that we're using this correctly. Count it all joy. Count it joy. It ain't joy when you're going through all kinds of mess. It's just not joy. And see, people think, well, you're supposed to be a happy little Christian. Yeah, you're supposed to have joy, like I said there. But there's times when you don't feel that joyous.
Yeah, and that count means consider it.
Consider it. consider it joy. But you ain't happy. That's not bringing you joy. But consider joy as you go through the problems. Now, let's continue. It says, knowing that the testing of your faith, notice it's not the testing of you. Because if we test you or me, we fail. When we're testing something, we got to test the faith. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So what we really allow to be tested is the word. Okay, so we put the word up. When people trying to say, well, what about this? Is that what you are and all of that? You think you're all this? No, that's not what I am. But what the word says, so you really think you heal? No, but the word says, you really think you're supposed to prosper? No, but the word says, you think you're supposed to have all that going on? No, but the word says, here's what the word says. So if you want to test something, go ahead and test that double-edged sword and see what that feels like. We do have bandage kits that we leave with the ushers. After you finish testing that word and getting cut up, you might need them. So we want to be able to be tested by the word that we have. This is why it's important for us to get a hold of the word, because when the test comes, we need to know what to use, and it ain't us. Because we will fail. By ourselves, we all fail. It's through the Lord and his word that we have victory. Say amen.
Amen.
Come on, I want some noise tonight.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
All right. So it says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Now, that's what it produces. Meaning that you can, see, faith is a form of patience. Because by its nature, you're going to have to wait. Because faith is not a miracle. See, I got a miracle. But when I got healed from 6.5 years of hell, God just came to me and said, boom, that's it. Now, she had been praying for years. It did take faith and patience, because I could have gave up at 5.5 years and just pulled out the revolver and I'm out of here. I'm tired of this. And people do that. Now, you don't win that way, because you didn't give your life. You should not take your life. Okay. Now, I don't know what happens after that, but I just don't want to know. I don't want you to have to know. See, because we can all get discouraged to where we give up, cave in, and quit. But that's not what God wants us to do. It's easy to do that. If you shall reap if you do not faint. Give up, cave in, and quit. So you got to stay, because you can get frustrated to where you're sick of anything. And I'm tired. I'm checking out. I'm checking out of Christianity, or I'm checking out of this life, or I'm checking out of this marriage. I'm checking out of this. I'm checking out of that, and checking out of this, and checking out of this. And you got to make sure that you don't just check out just because of the fact that you're suffering through. You allow your faith to build that patience to where you just kick back and say, I believe I receive. I don't see it, but I believe I receive. I believe I receive. I believe I receive. And then other people started asking about, well, what about what happened? What's going on? Just believe with me or get out of my face. Because if you can't believe with me, I don't need you believing against me. We need people that's going to believe with us. instead of getting a bunch of spectators sitting in the bushes watching to see how you're going to fail. And that's what some people do. Yes.
And that's why sometimes, well, many times, your church family is so important, because there's some tribulation, some testings that you shouldn't have to go through it by yourself. That's and right. Sometimes we want to keep things like that in the dark. Mm-hmm. And see, we have to expose the enemy. So if someone you feel safe with, you know, another believer that believes the word, not just any believer, but one that believes God's word, that can have faith with you, you need to be able to expose that sometimes to someone. Yeah. Because Satan works in darkness. And so when you expose him, the Bible says when you resist him, he'll flee. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's just, yeah, and there's a scripture right in James, and it says that. It says, let me see, if anyone among you suffering, let him pray. If anyone cheerful, let him. If anyone are you sick, let him call the elders and the prayer of faith. Word, it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. That's another.
5:16.
Yeah, that's in James 5:16. That's another way to be healed by, you know, sitting there, hey, I'm going through something, with someone that's full of faith that you can confess and say, I'm going through this.
Now, I'm gonna give a shameless plug. It ain't no shame about it anyhow.
No. So
if you can't do that with your pastor, you need to find another church. The problem is maybe you find in churches, and that's why you can't do it with the pastor. You need to pray and ask God to help you to find the church where you can trust that pastor enough to tell him, Pastor, I know this is tough to talk about, but I got a diagnosis of cancer. Instead of trying to suffer through that by yourself. Well, yeah, I'm going through some marriage problems. I need some help. Or my children. One of my kids just went to, they're in jail at Raymond Hall.
Yeah, and that's good. I'm glad you brought that up.
Because we want to present a front, a look, like we're successful, but you still go through things.
Well, even in James, it says, if anyone among you is sick, let them call the elders of church. So yeah,
they didn't even have phones then.
So that's what, if you know, being sick, that's a testing of your faith and stuff. So yes, I definitely, you should be able to talk to your pastor and confide in him and, you know, be able to express things you're going through, because first of all, they've heard everything. So there's nothing new under the sun. So you're not going to shock him and say, oh, gosh, I haven't heard that one. So believe me, we have heard a lot of different things. So, yes, definitely.
And there's not judgment that's going to come. If it's a true pastor, they're not going to judge you. I don't care for sin. Pastor, I committed adultery. All right, let's work on this, put it back together. Instead of, well, you're going to be in purgatory for 45,000 years. I mean, you can't do that. This is a washing machine. We don't turn away dirty clothes. I bought some stuff that cleans the toilet. Can I talk about it?
Really good.
Woo! I'm going to show it to
y'all. If they want to hear about it,
that's if you come to Senior Saints. We're going to show the Senior Saints how to clean that toilet.
We haven't brought that product to them,
have
we?
No, we haven't.
Oh,
you don't even scrub it. If you scrub it, you mess it up.
Don't this tell them what it is
you
yet.
You take it and you just
wait
go,
for Senior Saints.
Around
wait.
That toilet.
Wait for the
Senior and walk
saints.
Off. And the toilet cleans itself.
It
I
is.
Lie
I,
not.
I am
I lie not.
And I'm gonna tell you how good it was because we had, you know how you get that ring around the toilet and stuff? I mean, I've tried so many different products.
When you
use that one, it was like it was like a new toilet. Yep. I am not kidding. So, you guys, we're not going to tell you what it is. Only
for a couple bucks, no.
Only Senior Saints. We're not going to put no plug on no live stream of this. Only Senior Saints.
That's
and then
right.
The seniors,
the seniors ask all the seniors
what it is.
But I discovered this stuff.
We like to bring them different products at work. I don't know how you discovered that.
I bought so many bottles. I got
that's because we
every
tried
cabinet
everything.
Where there's a bathroom in the house, there's two bottles of it.
Yeah.
Underneath the cabinet. Because I got
really
sick
works.
Of scrubbing and scrubbing. See, and this, And now that's simple stuff, but I'm trying to help you.
All right.
Because, you know, you've been scrubbing, let's trying to get rid of all the ring around the collar. I mean, ring around the toilet. Eight to let me go back
okay,
to
let's
James
go
so
back
we fin-
to
we
yeah, let's
finish
go back because we're going to finish okay. Proverbs tonight.
Okay, yeah, we got enough yeah. time to do that. Okay. So, let's go back to James first. It says, "But let patience have its or her perfect work." Let patience. In other words, don't try to rush this thing.
And that means well.
You got to let that patience go through. Now, you believe in you can receive. And you want it over as quickly as possible. Know that God's working on your behalf, whether it happens now or not. Amen. Now, that's faith. And so you start talking like it's already done. And that's having patience. And really, we're supposed to wait on the Lord. And it's not like I'm waiting, looking at the clock in the bedroom, trying to figure out when God's going to do this. No, we're supposed to be like a waiter.
Right, it means to serve.
Serve. Get busy serving
wait
while you're
Lord,
waiting
it
on
means
God to
serve.
Be able to deliver something for you. Get busy more and more on the things of God. Be like a waiter.
Right.
That's what that really is saying.
That's right.
When we're waiting on the Lord. We're serving the Lord because we're not distracted by believing for something to come to pass. We're so consumed with getting something until we can't even serve.
Right.
Okay, everybody got that? Well, let's continue on because that's not what I'm teaching tonight. Okay, it says, but let patience, you let it or you don't. Let patience have it. It's perfect work that you may be perfect and complete. And that's why some people so half cocked acting.
And that means mature, perfect.
I mean, okay. they're not mature because they never wait for God to just complete it. It's like taking your cake out too soon out of the oven. You got to wait for, if it said 18 minutes and 35 seconds, you need to wait 18 minutes and 36. Make sure you have it preheated. Don't put it in there in a coal oven and then start your timer. Preheat the oven. I know how to bake, baby.
You can show me one day.
No, you won't. Preheat the oven.
Thanksgiving is coming up.
Put some grease in that pan, okay? And then put some flour on top of that grease. And then put the cake mix in, not too much, because you don't want it to overflow. And then don't open the door because we're using convection. I do know something about that. We're using convection, so you don't want to open the door. It will fall. Anybody
oh,
say,
wow.
Am I right about
good
it?
Good for you.
Am I right?
You
Ooh,
waited
yeah.
for 51 years to finally tell me you know how to bake.
Well, I learned from McDonald's flipping hamburgers. No, I'm just kidding. That's the only place I work where it's food. Anyhow, so seriously, there's a process to that. And there's a process to living this life. You can't be an impatient believer. Because everything is not according to you or me. We don't get things according to what we just want.
But I like where it says, but let patience have its perfect work that you may be mature, what it's really saying, and
that's
complete,
right.
Lacking nothing, no thing.
You should not feel
God
like.
God doesn't want us to lack anything.
You shouldn't feel
that
like
we
you need anything.
Need
you should believe that God got you covered.
Yeah.
Whatever you
the Lord
need,
is my
you know
shepherd,
God's working
I shall not lack.
I refuse to.
Yeah.
I refuse to lack. I refuse to have this lack mentality.
But we
because
give up
the Lord
sometimes
is my
too soon.
That's right. Most blessings are not stolen. They're abandoned.
Or aborted.
Yeah. We just give up too soon. And you gotta go through that faith and patience to inherit the promises. That's another
And it's not easy.
In Hebrews. No.
Who said it was easy?
Because you want
Anybody
it now.
Think it's easy? It's not easy. And sometimes it's not fun. That's why the Bible says consider it joy,
yeah.
Because many times it's not.
It only works a certain way. Yeah. I found my BlackBerry. Anybody remember a BlackBerry? Mm-hmm. Some of you wasn't even born when the BlackBerries came out. But I found my BlackBerry. I was going to bring it tonight, but I just at the last minute said, I'll just leave it home. I don't have nothing I'm going to teach about now. Here I am. But anyhow, because that system doesn't work on this cellular system that we're on. Now, the same thing with faith. You can't use faith with the world system. The world system is just get as much as you can what you get. So you've got to use your faith. We have to use our faith And faith and patience, it causes us to inherit the promises. Let me read this
quickly. When we say faith, we mean faith in God's word.
Right.
Okay?
What did he say?
When you have faith in God, you're saying you have faith in his word.
I want to stress, please underline, lacking nothing. And let me just say this. I want to train this congregation. Don't come up here without a paper Bible anymore. Okay? Go buy a Bible. Okay?
Now, we are encouraging our children to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
From K through 5th, and our teenagers. In fact, we've gotten together the leadership in there. We're going to give them some incentives
for bringing
their Bible for a whole month so they can get used to it.
Because there's no distractions in these.
And they're going to start it, by the way, parents, next month.
So make sure you have a Bible.
The month
that
of September,
you have. And I know you can highlight.
You have time to get a Bible for them. So they're going to start this next month in October. So that way they'll have time to get their Bibles in September. I think it's a good thing. What's wrong with that? You bring your lunchbox to school.
You can have your iPad. You can have your computer. You can have your IBM machine. You can have whatever you want.
Yeah.
But have a Bible, too.
Yeah.
Okay, have a written
something
Bible.
You can write.
This is not a rebuke. I'm just trying
I want to start something. And it really is a test. It's like a textbook.
Yeah.
So you can write. It's okay to write in your Bible. God will not get mad at you. And I have, like, side notes. I have notes all over my Bible. So it's a good thing.
Now, let me show them this. Now, this is serious. This woman, she's an administrator. I don't know how she reads this. Now, you want to see my Bible? I don't write nothing.
Well,
if God didn't
tell
me,
you still get revelation like that.
I don't know what to say.
But see, when I have to write things down, I have to write side notes and everything. See, I have a different personality from my husband. So you have to know how you learn, how you hear, and everything. And so it works for me, okay?
Yeah.
And so.
Well, that's what you do. But you don't just do it with this. You do it with everything because that's your calling.
Yeah,
that's part of your calling. And that's how your office looks like sometimes with all of that stuff. Okay. So let's finish this off because we want to get back to Proverbs. We got a few minutes left. It says, but let patience have its perfect work that you may be. You're supposed to be perfect, which is mature, complete, lacking nothing. Let's start acting like it, even if we're not. Just walking around like we ain't got no problems. You know, God's working on my case. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's cool. You know, I'm mature. I'm complete. I'm not sort of complete. I am complete. Here, I'll give you this one. Thank you, sir. I am complete. So I'm not trying to get complete. Even if you're not done, everything is not there yet. You still, by faith, believe you receive it. So walk around like you already have it. We had to do this with this building. Because people were laughing at us.
Yeah.
And we couldn't finish the second floor, and we couldn't finish the parking lot. And, you know, and they laughed at us when we had the tractors come out here. Some people left, some of them were relatives, left and never came back because they couldn't believe that my little brother-in-law, whatever, whoever I was to them, could believe for this to happen. It cost millions of dollars. You know, it's worth millions. So it took a lot because this is prime property. You know, this is right next to the freeway and all that other stuff. So they just couldn't do it. But you have to walk as if you already know it's done. And none of these things move me, as Paul said. I don't care what you say. It doesn't move me. And that's the attitude. Not an arrogant attitude. Not a better than thou attitude. But just a confident attitude. A mature attitude. To where whatever comes, it doesn't shake your tree. We get all kinds of phone calls. Okay? At all time of day and night. Because if it's emergency, if it's hospital, if it's jail, or it's a death in the family, that's priority. We want to know about it now. We don't want the deacons to get it and only know and then they tell me next week. If it's hospital, jail, death in the family, Pastor Shorter wants to know, then I'll divvy it out. Now, Pastor Don may get it first, but he knows that he's got to get it to a senior pastor. Because I have to, there's certain things, if you miss talking to people when certain situations, you just, you know, you're sort of like our Fed chairman. You're just too late, okay? You're just too late. There's sometimes people just need that comfort of that man of God, woman of God, to be able to contact them, let them know, we're praying with you. Come on now. Some of you from the South, you know what I'm talking about. You know, there's some hospitality to this thing. Okay, and we have to operate that way. We can't act like, well, they know that I really care. They already know that. No, you express your care. Call them and tell them, listen, I heard about so-and-so. Am I right? Did that really happen to you? Yes, it did. And, you know, you cry with them, you pray with them, you do whatever you have to do with them and not just, you know, acting like it ain't happening. Okay? Now, let's continue quickly now. it says, lacking nothing. Say, lacking nothing. Lacking nothing. Lacking. Say, lacking nothing. Say, I lack nothing. Make it a confession. Say, I lack nothing. When you feel like you lack, you need to read this scripture to yourself. Say, I lack nothing. God's working on my behalf. I got what I need.
That's your confession of faith.
And maybe you don't even need what you're looking for. Or maybe it'll show up on its own. Maybe it'll pay for itself. Hello. Maybe it'll pay itself off. Amen. Because you're lacking nothing. You think you need all that money. You don't need no money. You need favor. Favor kick in. You don't need the money. You know, one of the houses we bought, we needed $30,000. I ain't had no $30,000. I gave what I had, which was about $5,000. That was it. And he said, don't worry about the rest. So, okay. You know, so, we got the property. Because I didn't need the money. I thought I needed it. I'm sweating bullets looking for money. And God's like, you don't need them. I had faith in God and I had favor with God. And see, and with man. And God will do that with you. You don't need everything. See, what I'm telling you, if he can do it for me, he'll do it for you. Ain't nobody that special or old Pastor Shorter only gets these things. That's not in the book. Show it to me where it's in the book. All of us get this. All of us are God's children. I'm just telling you because God makes me an example to the flock. That's what a pastor is supposed to be, is an example to the flock, good and bad. When we went through bad stuff, like I talked about Sunday, she was sitting there cringing. Don't tell them all that. But I told you the good stuff. I ain't going to leave you there. Of course, God is good, and he's brought us out of all the mess. But see, lacking nothing. Say, lacking nothing. Stop acting like you lack when you give. Give like you don't lack. Amen. Release yourself. Stop acting like you broke, because you're not. You're a child of the King. God has everything. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof. Even the ones that dwell there, even though they don't know they're gods. God made everybody. Male and female. That's all he made. He ain't make no other gender. But anyhow, if any... Sister back there behind the screen saying, amen. If any of you lacks wisdom, this is important now, getting specific. You lack wisdom, which tells me you can lack wisdom. You don't know everything. You get into some situations, you need to ask God. In fact, for me, just about all situations, I'm asking God, God, what do I do with this now? You should not lack wisdom, because a lack of wisdom is because you didn't ask for wisdom. And we'll read that in a second. But there's two kinds of wisdom. We need to ask God for wisdom. Don't just ask. It's all right to talk to your prof. I was debating with a professor today, and about religious studies and all this kind of stuff and politics. And going back and forth, and I left him scratching his head. Because I don't try to, rely on me. I'm listening to what the Holy Spirit, wisdom he's giving me, to try to help people to understand what God is really saying about stuff. And so God doesn't want you to lack wisdom. He doesn't want you to be a dodo. You may not have the knowledge on how to do things, but God will give you the wisdom on how to be able to get even the knowledge and how to operate with the knowledge you got.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say that. I wanted to add that to it. Because wisdom is the ability to understand how to use knowledge.
That's
so when
right.
You have knowledge, because you can have knowledge, but maybe it's not time to use that knowledge. So we need wisdom of how to operate, even with
right.
knowledge.
Right.
And even if you don't have that knowledge, sometimes the wisdom of God will kick in to give you wisdom on that. But
if you tap into God, God will show you how to be able to start a business you never knew nothing about starting.
And he'll
show you how to do it. Yeah. He'll show you how to. All these things come from God. Every good gift, if it's a good gift, and every perfect gift comes down from above. And sometimes we just don't have it because we don't ask. But the world, they seek out. They think they're supposed to know everything. And professing themselves as wise, they became fools.
So sometimes you don't have all the knowledge, but wisdom will kick in. God will show you what
That's
to
right.
do,
with
how to do.
With the knowledge that you have.
And then sometimes the knowledge you have, you have to still use wisdom of how to
right.
use
and
that
then
knowledge.
Go get some more knowledge, because you can pay right. for knowledge. You can't pay for wisdom. Oh, I'm going to say that again. You can pay and go to school, but you can't go and pay for wisdom. There ain't no class for wisdom. Now, when you hear the word of God, you're getting this wisdom. So you, I guess you're paying by your time and your efforts to hear the word of God and read the word of God, study the word of God, and pray. That's where I get most of my wisdom from. I pray. I just ask God, you know, show me. What are you doing? What do I do with this? I mean, you ain't just show me something we're going to be doing here. It's just amazing. But anyhow, let's go forward and go past this. Because we wanted to talk about lack wisdom. Let him ask of God. That's who you ask for wisdom from. You ask God. Say God. Who gives? He doesn't sell it to you. I told you, you can't buy wisdom. God just gives it away. Who gives to liberally and without reproach. I don't like the way that says that. Put it in the King James. It's not saying it right. It says, if any one of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. I like what it says better here. Liberally or freely, and upbraids not. He doesn't have a problem with you asking about it. And it shall be given him. It shall be. You ask him, you're going to get the knowledge. I don't care if it's about scientific things that you're trying to learn in school. God, give me some wisdom on this. Give me some wisdom. I don't have the knowledge, but give me some wisdom. How does this stuff operate? You created it. So show me now what to do. I do that by flying airplanes and helicopters. I do that about instructing people on how to do things. I ask God for everything. All areas, I try to tap into God because I'm not going to walk around like I know something.
Yeah, and the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. And we need to learn how to ask more. We're scratching our head like this most of the time. And I'm saying, why don't we just pray and ask the Lord about it? No matter what subject matter, you know, any subject matters. I mean, God knows everything.
Because when you rely on your mind too much, you don't rely on God. So drop it. Yeah, you got a big forehead and you know a lot of stuff. So what? Still ask God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. So even though you think you know everything, I can walk around, well, I know this, I know that. You know, so what? Go to God. Check it.
Yeah,
God,
am I right
about what I think I know?
You may be successful in this area, but then down, you know, this area, you're just dying. I mean, you know, and so that's what happens to sometimes CEOs. You know, they're successful in their business or whatever, but they're dying in their life.
Family,
you know,
their marriage,
they're alcoholics.
They're,
you know, they don't know how to deal with pressure. And if they just turn their lives over to the Lord and say, Lord, help me to deal with this.
Yeah.
You know, how do I deal with this success? Really, what it is?
Yes.
You know, how do I deal
with success?
Success
can kill you.
You know, because success can, it can kill you. And that's what happened. She committed suicide. A known lady, she's a designer and stuff. And people always say, well, gosh, she had fame and money. And I mean, her products are still out there, you know, in the stores, and they're pretty expensive too. She's high class. You know, and she committed suicide because people need to ask God, how do I handle success?
Yeah.
I mean, we can ask God about anything.
Right.
Because he knows everything.
Okay. Who gives liberally and without reproach, and it shall be, it will be. You will get it. You will get wisdom. That's one thing you ask for. Mm-hmm. You will not get a no for.
Yeah.
He will give you wisdom. The thing is, you have to use that wisdom he gives you. Or else you're going to be as dumb as a dodo that you know, as anybody else.
You have to ask in faith.
Okay, you have to ask in faith. That's right, okay? Gives liberally. Verse 6. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea and is tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in his ways. You gotta ask, believing you're receiving, first of all, the wisdom, and first of all, next of all, whatever you asking for, you believe you receive that. Without wavering, without going like in the sea. You know, or you, the sea, you can see the flying in airplanes, the same thing. There's waves in the air.
And okay. What did they say about Abraham in the Bible?
He did not waver.
Waver at the promises.
Romans 4:17. 16 and 17. He did not waver at the promise of God. He was an old man. God said, "You're gonna have a child," and he said, "That's good. Let's do it." And he I don't know how we're gonna do this, but I'm pretty old, but let's go for it. He didn't waver, and he was trusting God. Okay, let's go now back to, let's read the rest of Proverbs now.
Okay. Reader, please. That was a good little tour right there we just took. Detour. Amen. I love it.
Praise God. It was.
She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness.
Okay, so she's a worker. There it is again. She
Some women get in trouble because they sit around and run their mouths all day long.
Too
much idle time.
Yeah.
You know, get your rump in there and clean the house again. Yeah. You know, you just vacuum again. I know I'm going to hit it about that one. But, do something. Go, wash some more clothes. Do something.
Yeah, she's busy.
You know,
busy.
If you're in the house, or go find a job. If you just sit around and you just complain.
This woman is a busy woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's
one thing. Leave it alone.
This
is her part.
She's smart, busy. She's a businesswoman. I mean, come on. She's dressing sharp and, she's taking care
she's
of her
a
family.
Woman of God.
I mean, this is a woman of God. She's taking care of her family. I mean, come on. So she's something else. Okay. And we're going to try to, this is, like I said earlier on tonight, this is a challenge for us women.
Yep.
And so we can grow, read this book from Proverbs regularly,
There's 31 verses here, and there's 31 chapters. So every day you can read one of these verses and one of the chapters. Now, when there's only 28 days or 30 days, double up at the end.
But for the Proverbs 31, remember, it's good to periodically just read. Maybe every time there's a 31st, day of the month, or you can read Proverbs 31. It's a reminder, just a reminder.
You can do it as often as you like.
Yes, but as often as you like. It's not going to hurt you. That's true.
Her children rise up and call her blessed.
That is a beautiful thing to
Now, that I ascribe to that. I look at that when I get cards from my children, mm-hmm. and they say, "Oh, you're the best mom in the world," and stuff. And I think about the scripture, because that's scriptural.
True.
And so I'm thankful for that. Really Amen. Am thankful for that.
Amen. Her husband also.
That's right.
And he praises her. Uh-huh.
So you guys Amen. Hear the praises sometimes from my husband. So
Amen.
Once again,
I'm not just trying
it's
to
just
say stuff.
A blessing.
It's true.
It's a blessing.
Really true.
It really is a blessing. Okay?
And 24/7, just... I'm always got to give a compliment or tell her that, "Hey, woman, thank you." I told her today, "Thank you for helping me, just helping
me." It's a blessing, so thank God for that.
Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all.
Or in my Bible says, many daughters have done well, mm-hmm. but you excel them all.
You
okay, go ahead.
Go up over and above.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
a virtuous woman
does.
It's not just talking about
she's
me.
Not just a typical
it's
a
every
woman.
Virtuous
she's,
woman.
That woman is a, she's a.
You need to know that you've done well and you excel them all. Okay?
Favor is a deceitful.
Or charm is deceitful.
Right.
And beauty is vain.
Yes, or but passing.
But a woman that feareth the Lord.
That's it.
She shall be praised.
So
that's
charm.
It.
And
That's
charm is
this.
Tied to that snake, charm.
Yeah,
a woman can charm,
You look so nice today.
Yeah, she can be very charming.
What's that cologne
But that's deceitful.
Shut up.
Charm is deceitful.
That's not a
attribute for a virtuous woman.
It's called Kathy Lynette Shorter. It's a new fragrance. It's my wife.
But charm is deceitful. It'll deceive you. And the bad part about a deception, sometimes you don't know you're being deceived. So we need to ask God to give us revealed knowledge. And beauty is passing, and we should all know that. I mean, come on, pull out your high school picture. Serious.
Don't.
I have pictures on my wall in my hallway upstairs, and I have pictures of us when we first was married. I have pictures of us when we first started having children, our first child.
And I
looked at those pictures. I'll look at them, and I said, man, I was young.
What happened?
Oh, I was young. I sure don't look like that anymore. You know, and so you just need to know it's true. Isn't the Bible true? It's passing away.
It's
your beauty.
It's going to be gone.
So don't live your life trying to, you know, like you said, Sunday, you know, just do the best you can do. But just know that it is passing. But your life is not built on that.
But you still be.
You should take care of yourself.
Ladies, you're still beautiful when you have the Lord in your life.
That's why it says.
In this kind of way.
And the Lord, she shall.
And it's not about looks.
Yeah.
And you still look beautiful.
But they're talking about
look
right there.
Praise looks good on you.
Yeah. Okay? But we shouldn't just try to praise because people do that. Oh, she's so gorgeous. Oh, she's so. And they're praising her, but she's acting. She's the devil in disguise, really.
Yeah.
Ugly inside, worship the devil, doesn't love God. And that's why the Bible says, but, a woman who fears or reverence the Lord, she shall be praised.
Mm-hmm.
And the world will praise, you know, pretty ladies and stuff, and they hate God.
They're cussing
and everything else. But us believers, we should be praising women that love Jesus.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Say a big amen. All the men should
good.
Really be saying
that's
amen.
Good. That's good. That's true.
That's the real beauty
right
there. That's the real beauty right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and finish.
Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Okay. Stop. I want to do this to close this out. If you look at this church, a lot of this work came from her hands. Ladies, you like the bathroom? You like how they change out all the stuff? She does that. She goes to the store, buys the stuff, and changes out seasonally. I get sick of sitting in the car waiting for her to come out of the soap store. Okay, but she does it. All the stuff. She does that. I mean, you know, you like the leadership lounge upstairs, leaders? And she did that, okay? You like the foyer, okay?
I had my help. Michelle, to put up the scriptures on the wall.
You know, she's done a lot in this church. So, the work of her hands—it's not just.
I wanted the leader.
You know, because some people will
place.
Tell you what to do. She doesn't just tell you what to do. And I'm saying this is, she's an example. I'm not saying she's all that and better
not
than somebody
perfect
else.
Or anything,
she,
that's
but
for sure.
That's what a virtuous. This is an example. Just. One example, there's many virtuous women. There are all kinds of virtuous women in this church. We have some wonderful ladies in this church that are very virtuous. You can look at things that they've done in this church and done in their own households. Mm-hmm. Their hands has caused them to receive the praise. Mm-hmm. And so that's where that comes from. And it's because, number one, they fear God. You don't fear God, your beauty is going to last only for a little while. It just is not.
But you know what? Let me say this. We need to stop thinking because sometimes we don't even want to praise because, oh, you know, we shouldn't praise people. Well, the Bible says, let our works praise her.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're afraid to compliment people and say,
right.
Boy, that's really nice because we think that that's a sin or something. But we need to give honor where honor is due. And sometimes we need to, you know, men, you need to let your wife know, I really appreciate what
That's
you're
right.
doing in this household, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate, you know, you taking care of the kids and whatever.
Raising the
kids. You know, it's nothing wrong with
keeping them clean.
Giving them affirmation because the Bible says, let our own works praise her.
Yeah.
And so, you know, because I noticed that you were saying how much... you know, the little things that I do, I like it because I like to make people happy, you know, and I promised like the leadership, I said, I want to have a nice room set aside for them where we have snacks in there and just a cute
nice
little place where they can
chairs.
Come and check their slots and chairs where they can sit down and relax, a table where they can read their Bible if they, you know, want to, and, you know, and I did it not for
like
me, I did it for somebody,
folks that's not part
other
of
people.
Group.
Yeah.
But it's not. And like the children's church, you and the ladies that are other virtuous women here have designed these things and put these things together in, you know, Ms. Toni Wallace over here, and of course, Michelle, now I'm calling names, but you know, there's a lot of you that you have done things in this church, and you just...
They help carry out the vision.
Your work praises you, yeah. You know, and so, and look, as I look across this congregation, I see a lot of you that have done so many different things, so yeah. Thank you.
And I do want to thank all the women that have really helped me when I get a vision and say, this is what I want to do, mm-hmm. You know, and like Michelle, I said, I want to paint my restroom. I hate that white color. I want to paint it. And her and I painted that restroom and, you know, and it's so cute. I mean, just something so simple.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I do appreciate every woman yeah. in this church.
Well, I want to thank you
to
for
fulfill visions.
Setting up my office. My office is so fun to go into. Mm. I love it upstairs. And she's got all these, you know, my 70th birthday celebration. She made it into a poster kind of thing. And it's on an easel and
yeah.
framed it and all that stuff. She's just fixed
me
up.
So thank
real
God.
Nice.
Thank
so,
God.
So, you know,
Amen.
We need to thank our wives, brothers.
Yes, men.
You're the first one to thank that woman
That's
of God
right.
and tell her thank you. And
That's
then we
right.
need to thank the ladies in the church that
That's
do all
right.
this work.
That's
amen,
right.
amen, and amen. Praise
That's
God.
Right.
Well, we did it. We're done.
Yes.
I'm not going to go back to it. We're just,
no,
we're done.
No, we're not going to go back.
Okay.
There's so much we miss, but
yeah,
that's okay. We yeah. just read your Bible and pray and ask okay. for wisdom.
All right. So if you enjoyed right. this, can we give God praise one more time? Come on. Thank you. Now, we're a minute and 24 seconds over our time that we wanted to be able to take. So let's go ahead and expedite everything. First of all, we have a couple of announcements. Those of you that have been watching by live stream, thank you very much for being along with us. Father, in Jesus' name, just bless them. Allow them to give their lives totally to you. In Jesus' name, I call it done. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.